The ministry of John the Baptist. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, "A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him." John wore a garment of camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region around the Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. Matthew chapter 3 verses 1-6. The ministry of Jesus Christ. When Jesus heard that John had been imprisoned, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which is by the sea in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. "Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." Matthew chapter 4 verses 12-17. The ministry of the disciples. And Jesus called unto himself the 12, and began to send them forth by two and two, and Jesus gave them power over unclean spirits. And he commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey, save a staff only. No scrip, no bread, no money in their purse. But be shod with sandals, and not put on two coats. And Jesus said unto them, "In what place that you enter into a house, there abide till you depart from that place. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear you, when you depart from there, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." And they went out, and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils, and anointed with oil many that were sick, and healed them. Mark chapter 6 verses 7-13. Then Jesus said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." And Jesus opened their understanding, that they might comprehend the scriptures. Then Jesus said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high." Luke chapter 24 verses 44-49. This is really important. You have to know this. From the wilderness of Judea to the towns of Galilee, from the villages of Israel to the nations of the world, the message has never changed. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. This was the cry of John the Baptist, the call of Christ, and the commission given to the disciples. Repentance is not a religious suggestion, it is a divine command that opens the way for the light of Christ to shine in hearts darkened by sin. Jesus said, "I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Luke chapter 5 verse 32, he declared that, "There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Luke chapter 15 verse 10, and he warned, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Luke chapter 13 verse 3, to reject repentance is to reject the very first word of the gospel. But to repent, to turn from sin and believe, is to step into the light, to receive mercy, and to prepare for the return of the King. Jesus is coming again. Let every heart hear the voice still crying in the wilderness. Let every soul respond to the command of Christ Himself. Let every believer preach what He preached. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near.